Roland saw, all right. He saw something else as well. We can't take him out in this storm. Even if we dressed him up in 3 layers of clothes, I'm sure it would kill him. Susanna nodded. She was sure, too. Of that and something else. She could not stay in the house. That might kill her. Roland agreed when she said so. We'll camp out in yonder barn until the storm finishes. It'll be cold, but I see a pair of possible gains. Mordred may come, and Lippy may come back.
You'd kill them both?
Aye, if I could. Do you have a problem with that? She considered it, then shook her head. All right. Let's put together what we take out there, for we'll have no fire for the next 2 days at least. Maybe as long as 4.
8. It turned out to be 3 nights and 2 days before the blizzard choked on its own fury and blew itself out. Near dusk of the 2nd day, Lippy came limping out of the storm, and Roland put a bullet in the blind shovel that was her head. Mordred never showed himself, although she had a sense of him lurking close on the 2nd night. Perhaps Oi did, too, for he stood at the mouth of the barn, barking hard into the blowing snow. During that time, Susanna found out a good deal more about Patrick Danville than she had expected. His mind had been badly damaged by his period of captivity, and that did not surprise her. What did was his capacity for recovery, limited though it might be. She wondered if she herself could have come back at all after such an ordeal. Perhaps his talent had something to do with it. She had seen his talent for herself, in Sayre's office. Dandolo had given his captive the bare minimum of food necessary to keep him alive, and had stolen emotions from him on a regular basis, 2 times a week, sometimes 3, once in a while even 4.